Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is that Jesus said, I lay down my life for the sheep. That's what Jesus said in the book of John. And we're reading the Bible in 1 year. We started in January and we will end in December 31st. We encourage you to follow us on Facebook in the Bible Book Club. If you're not in the Bible Book Club, I suggest you request to be put in that group, and you will be able to follow along with us. And we know that you are going to grow in the Word of God. We want you to grow. We want you to know that word so good that you can use it as a sword against any attack from the enemy. Amen. In John 10, Jesus said, anyone refusing to walk through the gate into a sheepfold who sneaks over the wall must surely be a thief. For the shepherd comes through the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice, and they come to him. And when he calls his own sheep by name, he leads them out. He walks ahead of them, and they follow him, for they recognize his voice. This is a very critical scripture. You know why? Because people think that God doesn't talk. He can't say anything to us, and he can't contact us, and we cannot contact him. But the Word of God says, he knows his sheep by name. He doesn't say, hey, sheep, come over here. He knows your name. Even if you don't know his name, he knows your name. And the sheep, they recognize his voice, and so they come. Can you recognize the voice of Jesus talking to you? You might not recognize it in the beginning. And for that reason, you think that he's not interested. But this is a relationship that you are developing with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus is his name. The Bible says there's no other name in heaven, on the earth, or below the earth that has a greater name than his. Amen. Well, Jesus said, they won't follow a stranger. The sheep will not follow a stranger, but will run away from him, for they do not recognize his voice. You have to recognize his voice. If you cannot recognize his voice, how can you communicate? Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant. When Jesus used this illustration, they didn't know what he meant. So he had to explain it to them. I am the gate for the sheep, he said. Every other person who came before me were thieves and robbers. Who is he talking about? About Confucius? How about Buddha? How about whatever else idol that people have in wherever they are? All of those are thieves and robbers. That's what he said. They're trying to take away his sheep. But the true sheep, according to the word of God, did not listen to them. They only wanted to listen to Jesus, God. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in by way of the gate will be saved. and will go in and out and find green pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. But my purpose is to give you life in all of its fullness. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. A hired man will run when he sees a wolf coming and will lead the sheep, for they are not his, and he isn't their shepherd. Did you hear what he said? That a hired man, somebody who really isn't true, a true shepherd, they will run away when some problems come around. They will not stay to fight with you in the battle, but Jesus will. And he said the hired man runs away because he's been hired. Somebody's paying him to do it, and he really has no concern for the sheep. But he said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and they know me, just as my Father knows me, and I know my Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. You know, he already laid down his life for the sheep. Who is his sheep? Anyone that calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus, his sheep, who has confidence in what he did for them and for me, for you, because the Bible says God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in the Son shall have eternal life. That's John chapter 3:16. You can read it for yourself. All of the scriptures that I'm telling you, I'm reading from the scripture right now. And I'm sharing with you the words that Jesus said. My dad always told me, if you never read the Bible, at least read the red word. That's what Jesus is saying. Jesus is talking. And he's the one who has the answer for everything. Friends, Jesus knows what we need. And he is the best provider. You cannot have a better provider than Jesus. He will never leave us nor forsake us. You know, many parents have left their children and abandoned them. Or their children have left their parents and abandoned them. But not Jesus. Well, no matter who leaves you and doesn't stay with you and doesn't take care of us, Jesus will. He will pick it up and he will show us the way. He will give us direction. He will meet all of our needs. Matthew 6:32-33 says, don't worry about having enough food and clothing. Why be like the heathen? For they take pride in all these things and are deeply concerned about them. But your heavenly Father already knows perfectly well that you need them. And he will give them to you if you give him first place in your life and live as he wants you to. You can't say you love God and then not do anything that God tells you to do. I know many Christians who do that. They love God. They praise the Lord. They have a lot of gifts. But you know what? They never listen to him and do what he told them to do. If you want victory in your life, you have to do what God is asking of you. If he's saying to you, go to school. I want to open the door. I want you to learn something. I want you to go to school, like your parents might have told you. Well, then you have to go and sign up and get in there. Whatever he tells you, if he tells you you're going to be a missionary, then you have to be a missionary. Why? He made you for that purpose. But you know what? We're a rebellious generation. We always want to do what we want, and we're willing to suffer for it. Not anymore for me. I suffer for it. And now I don't want to suffer anymore. I want to do exactly what God wants me to do. Friends, if you heard this message and you don't know this Jesus I'm talking about Jesus the Lamb who was slain for you and for me. And he rose on the third day, and now he is King of kings and Lord over all lords, even over the United States, over Israel, over every single nation. He is King of the whole earth. That's what the Bible says. You can know him today. Repeat after me. Lord, I know that you are real. I know that you are my Savior. You healed, you died for me personally. And I know, Father God, that you will save me. You will deliver me. You will help me. You will be my father. You will be my mother. You will be what I need. You will give anything, Father God, any gift, Father God, that you want to give me. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me for my sins. And I also forgive others who ever hurt me or any bad memories, Father God. That I let every bad memory go and let you take control of my life. I give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer with me and you really meant it, I would love to help you to grow in God. Send me a text message. Let me know you came to know Jesus through this message. And I will try to help you to get the basics so that way you don't have to suffer like I did the hard way. You don't have to do things the hard way. You can learn from other people and from the Word of God. Amen. Amen.